Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the Punk Rock NBA podcast.
So the way this works is every month on Patreon, if you want like a longer, more detailed answer to a question, longer than I can give in DMs or something like that, then I do this every month and they drop it on here and then I can give you an answer. So I'm super late on this one. I apologize. With moving and getting started on Twitch and stuff, I got a little bit behind on some of my shit. I apologize to everybody. Thank you to my patrons for being patient. I really appreciate it. I don't like it when people don't do the patron shit that they said they were going to do, so I don't want to be that guy. But I was that guy this month. Anyway, this one's from Steven Freese. Apologies if this has been talked about elsewhere, but is the channel and all the media surrounding it your full-time gig at this point, or do you still have a day job? I could make a living just off of YouTube and Patreon and all that kind of stuff, but I do still have a day job, which I talked about in my last viewer comments video, I think. I am part of a company called URM Academy, which is an online education company for producers and musicians. We have a couple products that you guys might have seen. One of them is called Nail the Mix. That's our product for producers and engineers. So if you want to learn how to record and mix music, we teach you how to do that. Every month, you get the raw multi-tracks for a new song by a new artist, and then you can download them and drop them in, you know, your audio software and do what you want with it. For example, this month we have Tesseract, the djent band. We've also had like Bring Me the Horizon, Fall Out Boy, Lamb of God, Suicide Silence, Opeth, Meshuggah, Periphery, Amon Amarth, Between the Buried and Me, Suicide Silence. I don't know. Everybody that you would expect, we've probably had them on. And then we have Riff Hard, which is our online school for metal guitarists. Riff Hard is a partnership with our friend John Brown from Monuments, who is one of the founding fathers of djent and just a ridiculously amazing guitarist. So that's the other thing that I do. We have some big announcements for Riff Hard that I am not allowed to talk about yet, but hope in the next month or so. So that's what I split maybe half my time on, is doing URM Academy stuff, and then the other half of my time I spend on this stuff. Because, you know, I like the URM Academy. Like I could make a living just off of YouTube stuff, but I actually really like working on the company, you know, because I get to be involved with a lot of tech stuff, which is, you know, that's what I used to do. I used to write code for a living and make websites and stuff. So I enjoy still being involved with that. And yeah, it's cool. From RTT Guns and Gear. Hello, Finn. I'm a big fan of the channel. I was recently watching your viewer comments video, and in that, a viewer asked what you'd be doing if not YouTube, and your answer about helping creators expand and grow is what brought me here. My channel, RTT Guns and Gear, and I have an issue that I would like some feedback on and maybe some advice on. And I would love advice in the chat here if you guys have any thoughts on this as well. My channel may not be your cup of tea. Firearms are a polarizing issue. If you choose not to help me, keep the one-year Patreon donation. I think you have a good channel nonetheless. I have no problem with guns. I own two of them. Lots of my friends own guns. There's nothing. I don't have an issue with that. I look around to other gun channels, and most channels I find one common thing. Most channels with my sub count, 25,000, get considerably more video views than my channel does, sometimes upwards of 3 to 4 times the views. I currently use TubeBuddy. I tag the crap out of things. I share it to the social networks that will still allow firearms-related stuff. I cover special cover picks. I'm going on 10 years on YouTube and firearms, tactical shooting, and tactics is a passion. I just don't know how much longer I can keep dumping money into making videos at a loss. I'd be happy to pay you for time. Okay. So he wants to know how to grow his channel. That is not quite what this Q&A is for. So I didn't look at his channel and that's not exactly what this Q&A is for, but I will say, and I don't watch a lot of gun YouTube because I'm not, I own guns, but I'm not like a gun nerd necessarily. What I would say for anybody running a YouTube channel of any kind, the most important thing is what topic you choose. And after that is title and thumbnail. So you need to pick topics that your audience is emotionally engaged with. Like SEO and stuff like that, I think that's all bullshit. Tags, like sharing to social media, like I don't think any of that shit really does much. What matters is picking a topic that people care about. For example, my audience really, really loves nu metal. Like, they are super excited about nu metal and ska. And any video I make about nu metal is going to do better than any video I make about rap, because my audience does not care about rap and they do care about nu metal. You know, with guns, I don't know enough about guns to give you examples of what those topics are, but it's probably, that's probably your issue. It's not like tags. It's probably not, you know, the thumbnails do matter, but it's the topic and the title. You need to pick a topic that they care about, and you need to pick a title that pushes those emotional buttons. You know, like, for example, people think Corey Taylor's a loudmouth. And so you know that if you make a video that says, you know, Corey Taylor goes off on X, Y, or Z, people are going to care about it, because for whatever reason, people care about what Corey Taylor has to say. So my advice to you is, like, reverse engineer what your audience cares about, which may not be what you care about. And this is important. This is another thing. Also, as somebody brought up in the chat, gun channels on YouTube are notoriously censored and hidden. That is very true too. So I don't know if maybe there's something you're doing in your videos that YouTube doesn't like that's making them, suppress your videos. That's possible too, but I don't know. The main thing I would say is reverse engineer what your audience emotionally cares about, what topics they care about, and make videos about that. It doesn't matter how good the video is. If it's not a topic that they care about, they're not going to watch it. Yeah, title is, you know, and so for, yeah, like, there's my video from yesterday, I changed the title on that just a little bit. It was originally called The Exact Moment Dr. Dre Killed Rock, and I changed it to The Exact Moment That Rock Died, and the views went up like 4 times just from that, because my audience doesn't care about Dr. Dre, and they don't care about rap, but they do care about Rock dying. So just changing that, like, made the videos go up 4 times. Good from Thomas Deja or Deha. Good morning, Finn. Why do people think Jim Steinman is such a genius? His compositions are so overblown and overstuffed ideas I think he thinks are brilliant, but come off as obvious and ridiculously bombastic to me. I have no idea who Jim Steinman is, so unfortunately, I can't help you with that. From Eric Willis, can I get your top 3 drive-through records bands? I would have to look, because there's a lot of bands that I think of as drive-through records bands that may or may not be. Was Phoenix TX on drive-through? If so, then they would be up there. Let's see who is on the drive-through roster, because I want to give this a good answer. Here's a pretty good roster. I love Newfound Glory. I actually had forgotten that they were on drive-through. Yeah, Newfound Glory is a great band. I absolutely love them. He was the composer for Meatloaf's album. All right, I haven't listened to Meatloaf since like 1984, so that is news to me. The Starting Line is also awesome, so they would be on this list as well. Phoenix TX was on, yes, okay, good memory on my part. Yeah, and Phoenix TX, I would go with that. Obviously great roster. Drive Thru Records, one of the best labels of all time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
One Hit Thunder is a podcast where we both celebrate and have a good laugh about bands and artists that had just one hit that we all know. Each week, we're joined by a guest from the world of music or comedy to learn more than you ever thought you would about some songs that you can't forget. And we decide if they brought the One Hit Thunder or were nothing more than a one hit blunder. Look, if you listen to the show, you're probably going to laugh, and I guarantee you're going to crush next time the bar has music trivia. Tag Team, Jane Child, Meredith Brooks, Looking Glass, Sean Mullins, Eiffel 65, EMF, Crash Test Dummies, Crazy Town, Chumbawamba. We have hundreds of episodes in our back catalog and a new episode each week, so pass the Dutchie, make sure you're connected, and subscribe to One Hit Thunder wherever you get your pods.
But first, I want to thank DistroKid for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. If you're not familiar, DistroKid is a digital music distribution service that musicians use to put their music into online stores and streaming services. So in plain language, if you have ever wondered how to get your music on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Amazon, Deezer, Tidal, and many, many more, there's like dozens and dozens of different streaming services, DistroKid is the way to do it. It is super easy. I have used it to put my music on Spotify. It took me maybe 5 minutes to like set it up and upload everything. It's legitimately awesome. I am sincerely a fan of this company and their product. And for those of you who have asked, you can also upload your music to TikTok with DistroKid. And if you want a chance to get featured on DistroKid's Spotify playlists, you can do that by submitting a song through Spotlight and getting your fans to vote for you. You can also use Hyperfollow to get more Spotify followers. You can promote your new release as well as Spotify Canvas. That's where there's the video in the background in the player. And when you share it on Instagram, it shares that video too to make your Spotify release pop. And Spotify Canvas is available to all DistroKid artists. Like I said, as you can probably tell from this, like I am sincerely a fan of DistroKid. DistroKid can do everything I just talked about and so much more. So be sure to sign up with my link, which is in the show notes for this episode, to get 7% off your first year. That link is in the show notes of this episode, or go to distrokid.com/VIP/thepunkrockNBA. And thanks again to DistroKid for sponsoring this episode.
Andrew Edgar asks, what do you think is the biggest mistake you've made with Punk Rock NBA as a whole, and what lessons did it teach you? Related, what's the biggest mistake you see other content creators make, and what should they try to do to avoid it? Obligatory mention that your perspective and positivity are a breath of fresh air, and it's been inspiring to watch your growth over the years. Wishing you all the best moving forward. Thank you very much. I appreciate the support. You know, it's hard for me to say if this was a mistake or not, but sometimes I wonder if the channel should have been my name, because the choosing the name The Punk Rock NBA has definitely been a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it definitely helped me grow my audience, because having the name of a genre that people know and care about in the title, as the title of the channel, definitely helped people kind of get into it, right? Because you're like, oh, I like punk. This guy likes punk or talks about punk or something. Cool, I'll check this out. As opposed to if it was just my name, you know, maybe nobody would care about that and maybe people wouldn't have clicked on my videos. So from that perspective, I'd say the name is good. But from the other perspective, it really boxes me in. I talked about this in the video I made called Why Don't You Talk About Punk? It does box me in because, and like it says in the chat here, PRNBA really makes the merch stand out too. So yeah, and I think it is a good name. I think the logo, I don't know. I think my logo's okay. I need to redo it. But it's a double-edged sword because it boxes me into covering, you know, pretty specific genres of music. People expect me to talk about punk or punk-adjacent music, which was never my goal, necessarily. I mean, I'm happy to talk about this stuff, but it was never my goal. I didn't intend to have a channel about music at all, actually. I originally intended to make a channel about business. Well, here's a mistake. I thought people knew what MBA meant, and they definitely don't. An MBA is a graduate degree in business, a master's of business administration. So if you're like an executive at a big company or something like that, you have an MBA. And so the original concept for the channel would be somebody, you know, from a punk background talking about business, because, you know, business, I would say, is probably the thing I've been most passionate about for the past 15 years or something like that. And I thought people knew what an MBA is, and they definitely don't, which is fine. I'm not, you know, making fun of that or putting that down. But so the MBA part of the channel was the part that I kind of was most focused on. But the punk rock part is the part that everyone else was focused on. We laugh at spending money to get an MBA. That's a really dumb idea, because a lot of people, like if you want to be an exec at a Fortune 500 company, you need to have an MBA. If you want to get into like high finance or management consulting or a lot of other things, you need to have an MBA. If you want to be a product manager at a big company, you're going to want an MBA also. I would not laugh at that. I think I have lots of critiques of business education, but Yeah, an MBA is not a bad degree to have. But so that's maybe a mistake on my part, is that I picked a name that really limited the type of content that I can make in a way that I didn't understand at the time. I would like to branch out more. I would, you know, like I've talked before, I would like to make videos about other kinds of music or videos about marketing and business and stuff like that. But my audience just doesn't want that. You know, I mean, it's obvious. If I make a video that's not about older guitar music, it always underperforms or gets like super shitty comments. Anytime I talk about business, it just gets, my audience either doesn't care about business or like hates it. So it's just not going to happen. I started the second channel with the goal of making that my channel about business. It's just not what my audience wants for me. So I just decided to walk away from that. And that's why the second channel now is going to be Twitch highlights and my podcast and just, you know, other stuff. Maybe we'll do some vlogs and stuff like that on there. And if I ever want to make a business video, I will. I'm not going to like say I'll never do that. But it's just obvious to me that my audience, you know, they want music content from me. They want the punk rock stuff, not the NBA stuff. And, you know, it is what it is. But I'm very happy with where I'm at. I mean, my channel is amazing. This community is amazing. And, you know, all the people on this Twitch, it's awesome. So, you know, it's easy to think that, you know, you made a mistake and, oh, if only I would have done this, this, and this, you know, that there's an alternate scenario in which you could have done things in such a way that it would have, you know, led you to this like dream scenario where everything's perfect. But I don't really think that's the way the world works. I would encourage anybody watching or listening to this or whatever, like I've spent so much time in my life, you know, kicking myself for not doing things a certain way and thinking like, oh, I fucked up because I did this or I didn't do that. I think that's wasted energy. It's better to just think about where you're at now and like, for one, be grateful for whatever you do have. And two, the past is the past. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. So I think it's more productive and smarter to just channel your energy into like, what are you going to do from here? Where is your goal and where are you going to go from here? So I could kick myself about, you know, the name of the channel and maybe I should have called it my name or something else. But, you know, all's well that ends well. I'm happy with where I'm at. I'm really grateful for all this. And I guess that's how I look at it. So that's a long answer, but that's how I think about it. Last one from James Neese. Watched all your YouTube content, and I have to ask, do you just hate stoner rock, sludge, doom metal? It's never mentioned. Like, I know doom metal is just black metal's perpetually depressed cousin, and stoner metal is just thick boy riffs with even thicker beards, but it's a pretty large underground music scene with everything from the desert parties with Cayuse to Sleep and Electric Wizard, full LP solo songs opposite of grindcore, to entire Facebook and Reddit groups dedicated to Sun amplifiers, massive 15-inch speakers, and fuzz pedals. I mean, all of that is true. It's not that I hate it. It's not my favorite genre, but I don't hate it. I mean, I you know, I like, I guess I like the drone kind of stuff, like Sun and Earth, and, you know, I like that kind of stuff. I used to listen to Sleep and Electric Wizard. I mean, I was listening to Sleep in like 94, 95, whenever like, Dope Throne, whenever that one came out. So, and I Hate God and stuff. So I'm familiar with that stuff. I don't really like it that much. I don't have anything super interesting to say about it. And also, it's not really my goal with the channel to like, you know, cover every genre of music necessarily. I'm going to cover it if it's something that either my audience is really passionate about or if it's something that I'm really passionate about, one or the other. Like, I don't necessarily love nu metal. It's fine, but my audience is really excited about it, so I'm happy to cover that. And then there's other stuff like trap metal that I like a lot, but my audience isn't that excited about. But one of us has to care about it. And it's just not my goal to like document every single niche. And I also don't really want to get super into these like really underground, nerdy kind of genres, I guess I'll say, with all due respect. I mean, we're all nerds here, so I don't know. It's just, I don't want to go down the rabbit hole of these genres that are gonna, you know, just turn it into like a Reddit group, if that makes sense. Like, what I want to do is broaden the audience as much as I can. For example, I am still working on this pop punk and teen movies video. Actually, I decided that should be part of the Pure Cringe series. So I'm going to make a 2000s teen movies or pure cringe video, which is in the works. It's just a long time to go through all that content and stuff. But that's kind of my goal, is to broaden it more so than, like, you think about the people who are into, think about the people or the scene around like doom and stoner rock and stuff like that. Those people are not going to like anything else that I talk about. You know what I mean? Like, if you show up to watch a doom video, you're not going to like it when I make a video about teen movies or about 2000s pop punk or trap metal, you know? So I don't even know that it makes sense. Like, why attract an audience that's not actually going to like anything else that I do? So that's the reason why I don't talk about that stuff. It's not like I have nothing bad to say about that kind of music. I mean, I saw Caillou's, I don't know, whenever, 93 or something like that, and they were cool. I have nothing bad to say about any of that stuff. It's just not really... What would you want me... You can tell that it's not something I'm excited about, and, like, what would you want me to do? Just, like, do a half-assed Wikipedia video? Like, you wouldn't want that for me. You know what I mean? I would do a shitty job of it, so that's why I don't.
All right, my friends, that does it for this episode of the podcast. If you made it this far, thank you. Thank you for listening. We sincerely appreciate each and every one of you. If you want to help the show, there's a couple things that you can do. First of all, share it on social media. If you share it, tag us, tag Finn McKenty, that's me, and tag Deanna Chapman, that's a producer. Second thing you can do, if you really, really, really love us and really want to support us, you can support us on Patreon. There's a link to that in the show notes. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you're listening to this, or you can do none of that. And you can just sit at home, think about how awesome this podcast is. That works too. Again, thank you very much to each and every one of you for listening. We sincerely appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.
Hello, Tom May here, host of Future Friday. I've spent the last 15 years on the road with my band, The Menzingers, where I've met all kinds of wild and fascinating people. So I started a podcast. On Future Friday, I talk to fellow musicians about the moments that made them, their passions outside of music, and the curiosities that tie us all together. I've also talked to the likes of UFO researchers, magicians, soldiers, and documentary filmmakers, and I'm constantly searching for folks that can shape and change our view of the world. You can check out Future Friday wherever you like.
Hi, I'm Daniela Clark.
I'm Barbara Ann Wild.
And we are the Honest AF Show.
Our podcast is real, honest conversation with our celebrity friends and pros.
Covering our anything but average rock and roll lifestyles.
All while tackling the hell that is aging and the battle of beauty.
Oh yeah, nothing is off the table.
The Honest AF Show is available wherever you get your podcasts.